Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
You know the song. Now do what the song says. It's not a race for those gentle people. It's for the brave of heart, the strong of body. It's for those with stamina galore and guts to never say quit. If you're one of those, go sign up at www.2damdays.org. If paddling almost 100 miles in 2 days is not your cup of tea, then just paddle for fun. The 2 Damn Days Paddle Run is sponsored in part by Newstalk 1150 KRMS and 93.5 Rocks the Paddle and Lake.
Solve everyday health issues with the perspective of alternative holistic health care with Robert Scott Bell. Sundays at noon on Newstalk 1150 KRMS.
We're back here on the Morning Magazine on News Talk 1150 and 97.5 KRMS. It's going to be busy here for a little bit, so we got to make sure we run through everything correctly. To check real quick, we'll see if the phones are working. We have Donna Small from Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance on the line with us. Is that correct, ma'am?
That's correct.
I can do my job. See, that's all I have to do is do my job. Now, I've also introduced into the mix here several people in the studio, namely from our first topic. There's a couple different things that are happening. We'll talk about this weekend and next weekend, but 2 Damn Days Run happens this weekend. A $13,500 purse for the gentlemen and ladies that travel, let's say, 91 miles. Is that the rough estimate here? I guess we'll go to Dan Dugan from Ozarks Cycles and Kayaks to Oz. Cycles and Kayaks, just like the Wizard of Oz here. Can we call you the Wizard?
Yeah, the Wiz is here.
The Wiz is here. So, is it 91 miles?
91, yeah, I believe so.
91. 89.
Yeah, I'm not the expert.
Because you know what? Those extra 2 miles to those guys out there are going to make a world of difference.
Well, I think if the wind picks up, it'll feel more like, 189.
Oh, don't even talk about that. Dan was over actually at the MS-150 a couple weekends ago. We both did that. You traveled up there. How about the wind on bikes, man? Ridiculous.
Yeah, Saturday was rough.
So I can imagine on the kayaks, if it's windy at all, it's really just as strong. Because you have no give. I mean, you're just going to flow through the water because the water's working against you, too.
Yeah, with waves, wind, everything's working against you. Hopefully you get a tailwind. That would help. But
I think a tailwind's predicted. Mac Borsch, that's working so hard up there in Warsaw, was giving me an update on the weather, but he's been watching very closely. And it looks like everything could really be in the kayak's favor this time.
Interesting.
On Saturday. I don't know about Sunday.
On Saturday. And the Sunday's the worst of the... well, it's shorter, I guess, on Sunday, 30 miles, but kind of harder to get back on the stick, so to speak, Dan.
Yeah, you're going to be... those guys are going to be exhausted. They're going to be tightening up, as soon as they get out of the boat Saturday night. So Sunday morning, I think it'll be really interesting because they're going to go, deeper into the heavier part or the more trafficked part of the lake where it's more open. There's more channels coming in from the Grand Glaze Arm. The lake takes some turns there, and so wind will play a factor the second day, and some of those guys will wish that it was over soon.
Now, Jerry Walker's also here from Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance. Jerry, you've been watching this closely because, as you mentioned, the Missouri River, I believe it's the Missouri River. How many miles is that one?
It's from St. Charles to Kansas City.
St. Charles, Kansas City.
Kansas City, St. Charles.
Yeah.
Alice and I were there, and that was really got us excited about paddling because we have not been paddlers like Dan here has. But I heard Chip say this morning that Truman Dam was expected to make heavy generation the next couple of days. That ought to help too, hadn't it?
Yeah,
really?
That's going to be fantastic. If they release water like tomorrow or morning or even this evening, and that'll help initially. What the paddlers, what the pros and everybody that's going to 2 Damn Days, they're hoping that they can get out in the morning, really get some miles underneath them before wind does play a factor. The best time to paddle the lake is when it's nice and placid, and they're going to try and...
That'll last for a little while.
Yeah, as long as possible. And then, if they're out there in the evening, the water will calm down as well.
I guess, Donna, this comes as this emerges. You and I started talking when this whole organization got started, like the Ozarks Watershed Alliance, back in 2006. SOSLOWA.org, by the way, is the website. Now, the idea here, this is an event, obviously, something that goes on, a purse for people that participate, some top-of-the-line, or top-notch equipment, number one, top-notch kayakers, number two. Texas is involved in this. I'll ask Jerry about that here in a second. But for Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance, for the organization, Donna, what's the purpose here of this type of an event?
Well, we think it's very important. Our lake has taken some national news here in the last year regarding water quality, and we thought, you know, let's take an opportunity to tell the world that our lake is healthy, it's wonderful, it's beautiful, and let's get national attention to bring these big guys in, which, by the way, Ann Gal, we have our first woman that's registered, and I'm so excited. I can tell you about her in a little bit, but we decided to raise the money if the sponsors would come forward. They stepped up. We've raised a heck of a purse. We said this is going to be Loa's annual fundraiser to help us to become a sustainable, on our own feet, you know, full-fledged organization. However, this first year, we thought it would be important to reinvest back in our Lake of the Ozarks, keeping our economy good and folks out there aware that we have a healthy lake. And so we're going to give all the money we've raised back to those racers to pay some of the top purse in the country, as well as the equal purse to female, which has never been done before. And I'm getting lots of play from the racers that they think they're very excited about it. They think it's great. We have Scott's going to be coming down from River Miles. He's been our consultant, the director of the race there, the Kansas City St. Louis race. And he's bringing a TV crew. The PBS folks are going to be filming an episode for public television all about the lake, and the Two Damn Days will be a part of it. And so all of our sponsors are going to get credited on PBS. So it's just taken a ton of people coming together, probably a two-year effort pulled together in about 6 months. And we're very, very excited having the top folks in the country, which Scott from River Miles said is pretty common. And if the top dogs can do it, then the other folks will fall in next year.
Sure.
And we hope for this to grow to a very, very large event.
Donna Swall with Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance, also Jerry Walker with Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance, and Dan Dugan from Oz Cycles and Kayaks. Again, I've said this about Dan before, but you go to a lot of bike shops in big cities, and they're mean because you don't know anything about bikes. Dan does not take that tack, and I'm sure there's a lot of people never done kayaking before. And honestly, man, you go in there, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. And you're cool with that. And unlike uppity bike shop guys in big cities, there's no uppityness. I guess if that's even a word coming out of Oz Cycles. I'll give you credit for that, honestly.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We can make up words here if we want.
We can. And that's the thing, is that a lot of these kayakers, you know, people don't think about kayaking, but it's an equally affordable way to maneuver around Lake of the Ozarks because people live on the water. You can not do anything involving gasoline or electricity or anything. Pretty simple, pretty easy, just when you travel and see your neighbors.
Yeah, you know, this year, I mean, you know, I've told everybody, I've been real honest about it. You know, kayaks have really kept us afloat this year. You know, it is affordable. It is an inexpensive way to travel, and it's efficient. And they make different types of boats for everybody. And you'll see that tomorrow. So if anybody's listening who wants to participate, you know, in the morning, we're going to be at Dick's Halfway Inn, and we're going to have the Just for Fun event that's tied into this race. And it's designed, it's 13 miles of paddling. It's designed to get people out there, try it out, see if it's something for them. And maybe they may want to do it next year, or you know, maybe they want to get involved with paddling. I know we have 13 or 14 people signed up, which is, you know, that's a lot. When we're talking about Scott from River Miles out of Kansas City, they put on the MR340. It is a 340-mile river race. You have 88 hours to accomplish that. And it is the longest continuous river race in the United States. And 5 years ago, 15 people started that. And now, this year, they had 320 boats registered. So, you know, the potential for this race to explode and get big, it's huge. And, you know, my hat's off to Loa. They've done an exceptional job. Everybody in this room, and Donna out there, you guys have done just a fantastic job with this race, and it's going to be fun. Mac Vorse out of Warsaw tonight, they're having a huge event, the Clean Water Party, I think is what it is. Or
yeah,
anyway,
we'll celebrate that. Yeah.
They're going to have, for the first time ever, there's going to be bands out there in Warsaw. There's going to be, you know, food, and it should be fun. It should be a good way to kick it off, and I'm just tickled to death. So if anybody's out there listening and they're thinking, boy, I'd like to go out and at least paddle, or maybe I'd like to meet some people who paddle, come on down in the morning to Big Dick's.
What time?
You know, I think 8 o'clock would be good. We're having a 9 o'clock safety meeting. We'll get you registered. It's $30 the day of. It's going to be beautiful weather. You're going to paddle down with a bunch of people. It's not a race. We're, you know, if somebody wants to race, fine, but most of us are going to go down and have a good time. And then we're going to end at Captain Ron's and have some food You know, it's just a good way to get out and enjoy the day.
Sure.
Dan is going to cook breakfast for him tomorrow morning, and there will be probably a half dozen canoes there for rent. So if anybody wants to paddle,
have a
boat, then come on out anyhow, and we'll provide one.
Jerry, Stan called, and he's bringing up 10 boats. I think only one or two have been spoken for. They'll be delivered today. He's going to donate 100% of the rental back to LOA.
All right, so that's what's...
There's 8 boats up there, folks. If there's somebody out there that wants to come and get out there and have fun, why, Casey on the Current is bringing their boats up from the Boot Heel.
Nice, very nice. Well, a couple more questions here, and we've got to let you guys get out of here. The Texas connection here, Jerry, there's been some smack.
Yeah.
People have been talking some smack over there in Texas.
We put information on the Texas Forum down there for those paddlers, and they came back and said, heck, what do you need 2 days for... Most of us Texans could make it from Warsaw to Bagnell before sunset first day.
So this is unprecedented here, what we're doing. So they're talking smack in Texas. So we'll see how it all turns out. Donna Swall, again, president of LOWA, soslowa.org. Jerry Walker, involved with the organization. And Dan Dugan from Oz Cycles and Kayaks.